Well, like on getting the emergency clause on prohibition, you never would have gotten that without your nine
wouldn't
votes.
We wouldn't have had a prohibition in Oklahoma. Yeah. And a lot of us on the floor of the legislature had been prosecutors back home, and we knew that the dry business was one of the worst things hanging around our necks because crime was hooked up with it. And Tulsa was one of the worst.
Sheriffs would take bribes to run liquor through the county, and there was total corruption involved in it.
Just practically every county in the state of Oklahoma had that same situation. And anybody with any kind of a yen for service that was in the legislature that had been a prosecutor, that's a lot of people go with the legislature after they have been a county attorney. They were right down the line for repeal of prohibition. We got that done.
Now, you said that Howard invited you in on the leadership meetings. Didn't he also provide a few goodies for some of the Republicans in terms of roads or whatever he could to help you all?
Yeah, he did his best. This is the first 2 years. The second 2 years, he didn't help anybody except
Howard.
No, he
was too busy chasing.
Yeah, and he caught a lot of it, too.
Yeah. He and Jack Kennedy worked together on that.
Well, he was in Bobby Kennedy's swimming pool. He got himself appointed as a senator when Bob Kerr died. There were two stories about that. One, he was down at the football game in Miami. OU was playing, was it Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
They went down there and won, but Bob Kerr died while they were down there, and they had taken a National Guard plane down there. So Howard came flying back to Oklahoma City, called George and I. This I didn't hear. This is just the way I think it came down. He said, I'm thinking about taking the senator appointment. If I resign and you were made governor, we're going to have to do it right away. Will you appoint me then to the U.S. Senate? And George and I said, yeah. So he was appointed to a 9-day term. He was governor of Oklahoma for 9 days. And during that 9 days, he appointed Howard to the U.S. Senate. Howard went up there, and he was in Jack Kennedy's swimming pool in full tux clothing before he'd been there 2 weeks.
The national media picked up on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the national media in those days, they didn't go after people like they did in later years.
Well, did the Oklahomans know that he was in the swimming pool with his tuxedo on?
Yeah, because it came out.
Well,
as far as having the girlfriends and all that stuff, they stayed away from it. The press did, didn't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.